This week, singer, songwriter, and guitarist Kevin Johansen and his band, The Nada, begin their first major tour of the United States. They'll be playing in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, San Francisco, and other cities. The tour is a homecoming of sorts for Johansen, who was born in the United States, but has lived nearly half his life in Argentina. In the last year, Johansen has become one of Argentina's hottest musicians. His eclectic musical offerings have made him a regular on radio and television there. It's the kind of success that he hopes to duplicate as he returns to American soil. From Buenos Aires, Brian Burns reports.
Kevin Johansen is the biggest Argentine rock star ever to come out of Alaska. And not surprisingly, the guy sounds a little lyrically and linguistically confused.
Slama Ranch, Avalanche, Copa Mundo, Huepa de la FIFA. Just like we're la FIFA.
English, Spanish, Spanish, English. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with him. But despite of, or perhaps because of, his quirky and catchy bilingual songs, Johansen is now making waves in Argentina.
Well, I was born in Fairbanks, Alaska. My father is originally from Denver, Colorado, and my mom is from Buenos Aires.
When Kevin was 12, the family left the U.S. and moved to Argentina, where he quickly began to pick up on the customs, culture, and language of his mother's native country. After more than a decade in Latin America, he decided to return to his native land and put his musical skills to the test.
When I was 25, I moved up to New York, kind of to find out, okay, how North American I felt and how South American I was.
Johansen cut his teeth at some of Manhattan's best-known clubs, like the legendary CBGB's, where he got his big break in 1992.
I played a gig, like, on a Tuesday night, probably about 10, 15 people, and there was this guy that looked like one of the ZZ Top, guitar players, who turned out to be Hilly Kristal, who's the owner of CBGB's, and he loved it.
That encounter started an ongoing friendship with Kristal, who has supported Johansen ever since, crowning his act as the CBGB's house band for a spell and helping him with live and studio recordings. But as his songwriting developed, so did his desire for a change. Johansen had married an Argentine woman and had a daughter, and in early 2000, they decided to return to Argentina.
We kind of said, okay, let's try Buenos Aires a while and see what happens, and of course, we came probably at the worst time ever in Argentina's economy and politics.
But tough times often produce the truest tunes, and Johansen soon began to reconnect with old Argentine friends and musicians, producing two albums in 2 years. The albums are a mixed bag of sounds, salsa, samba, rock, rap, reggae, cumbia, country, hip-hop, tango, you name it, it's there. Johansen's lyrics are chock full of sly pop cultural references that both English and Spanish speakers can appreciate. It's just getting those groups to listen to the music that has been the biggest challenge for him.
I never knew how to market myself, and when I came back, I realized, wow, I was born in Alaska, and I'm back in Argentina. So that is a weird story, you know, from pole to pole almost. Kind of knowing both cultures pretty deeply, and I think that mix in me, you know, did something.
Perhaps the biggest surprise for Johansen has been the song that catapulted him into stardom in Argentina this year. It's a slow burn single called Down With My Baby, and it's sung entirely in English.
I'm gonna get down with my baby.
You owed it to yourself.
The song has been all over local radio and was even adopted as the unofficial anthem on one of Argentina's most provocative nighttime soap operas. Johansen describes the song as Barry White meets Nirvana, And the description rings true as he flexes his vocal muscles to the max.
This afternoon, whoa, I'm gonna get down with my baby.
Now that he has established himself in Argentina, Johansson is turning his attention to Spain, Mexico, and the States. Sony Music has licensed his most recent album, and this week Johansson and his band The Nada begin a promotional tour of the U.S. that will include a red carpet performance at the MTV Video Music Awards Latin America in Miami. Johansson admits he's not certain if he'll be able to duplicate the success he's had in Argentina, but he does say that he's grateful that evolving technology and shifting demographic interests in the music industry have given him the chance to try.
Be able to record and publish your stuff from any point in the world right now, you know, thanks to the terrible word globalization. But it also, you know, gives you the opportunity to kind of develop a project from wherever you are. And that was a great lesson.
When you let yourself go,
for NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.
The music of Kevin Johansson and his band, The Nada, can be heard at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.